Our reporter Tom Forrest has been hitting the streets to find the characters of the Kimberley and to hear some stories. He bumped into a young artist at Cable Beach. She'd dropped out of school. She left her home in the south coast of WA and travelled north. And as Tom discovered, she appreciates the smaller things in life. This is Tell Me a Story.
I'm Chloe Porteous. I'm 18 and I'm from a little town out of Bunbury called Boyna in the southwest.
And how long ago did you leave Boyna?
I left about a year ago but went back for about a month and then left again. I was at school, I was doing year 12. I kind of was a little bit up and down here and there everywhere. I didn't end up graduating. I dropped out of school with 10 weeks to go and said, screw it, I'm going to head up the coast and travel Australia. I didn't really believe in the system, social media and the peer pressure and the everything.
I mean, you literally left by yourself, 17 years old, travelling alone and independently. What was that like?
It was honestly amazing. I mean, the first 2 weeks I was really sick, but I think that was just getting rid of all the negativity and starting a new experience. But it was a complete game changer, like being by yourself 24/7 on the road, figuring out where you want to stay, what you want to do, trying to find something productive instead of laying down and doing nothing.
Now, Chloe, you mentioned to me that you do a bit of art, a bit of drawing, a bit of painting. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Art and drawing and painting and all that is kind of my getaway. It was actually when I was going through my hard time, it was kind of letting out all of my emotions onto paper because I'm not really good at talking about that stuff. So whenever I was sad, I would paint and draw. So it's been going on for a few years. I've always been into art. Even when I was little, like just a little crafty kid. But you don't really get time because you're too busy soaking in everything around you. But since I've been in Broome, I've been doing a lot of drawings and paintings. And
yeah, do you think you could say since being in the Kimberley, has it inspired you or your drawing in any way?
Oh yeah, it's inspired me so much. Since being up here, like the different colours, the different landscapes, the everything from Karajini up to Broome, it was really just insane. Like, I wanted to draw, but I didn't know what to draw and paint and everything. But when you get that 5 minutes to just sit down and you take that in and you do draw as much as you want, yeah.
What would you say this region and the travelling's done and to your mental health and to your well-being in general?
I've definitely found happiness and definitely found, I've just found so much joy in a lot of different things, like even just the simple things like sand, water, and it's really awesome. I've really been open and I've been introduced to that, and especially from a year ago, you don't really enjoy the tiny things, but when you're living in your car, you really appreciate even the smallest things, which is lovely.
For anyone who's lost or not too sure what to do or who wants to get out there, what's a piece of advice you could give them?
For anyone out there that is struggling or is having issues, is having mental issues, if you have a dream that you want to do, just don't even hesitate, just make it happen. Like, that's what I did. I literally overnight decided I was going to leave home. And that's a pretty big thing as a 17-year-old girl moving to somewhere that's pretty foreign.
Yeah, you're definitely right, Chloe. You will regret it if you don't, you know, get out of your comfort zone and follow your dreams. Look, I love your story and I'm wishing you all the best in the rest of your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Chloe Porteous, an 18-year-old artist, travelling through the Kimberley, telling Tom Forrest her story.